Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee, or MPC, has just made a significant decision, one that will have far-reaching implications for India's economy. First, let's understand the context. The MPC, chaired by Governor Sanjay Malhotra, concluded its first bi-monthly meeting of the fiscal year 2026-27 and announced its decision on 7 April. The MPC kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.25% with a neutral monetary policy stance, pausing after one of the most aggressive easing cycles in RBI history. What makes this significant is that this is the most aggressive easing cycle since 2019, with the RBI cutting rates from a peak of 6.50% to the current 5.25%, a 125 basis point reduction over 10 months. But why does this matter? The reason for this pause is multifaceted. The ongoing US-Israel-Iran conflict has pushed crude oil prices above $100 per barrel. India imports approximately 85% of its crude, and a sustained oil price spike directly fuels imported inflation and worsens the current account deficit. This is a crucial factor, as it affects India's economic stability. Another reason for the pause is the rupee's value. The rupee touched a record low of approximately 95 rupees per dollar on 30 March 2026. Further rate cuts would widen the interest rate differential with the US Federal Reserve, accelerating capital outflows and rupee depreciation. This would have a ripple effect on India's economy, making imports more expensive and potentially fueling inflation. Inflation risks are also a concern. While headline CPI inflation remained within the 4% plus or minus 2% target band in early 2026, the FAO Food Price Index rose 2.4% in March, with vegetable oils up 5.1% and sugar up 7.2%. Imported food and fuel inflation could push CPI above 6%, which would be a worrying trend. But what about India's growth? India's GDP growth remained robust at 7.3%, according to the RBI's estimate for FY26. This is strong enough that the economy doesn't urgently need further monetary stimulus. The MPC can afford to pause and assess the situation rather than cutting rates further. Now, let us turn to the concept of the Monetary Policy Committee. The MPC was established under the RBI Act Amendment of 2016 to bring transparency and accountability to monetary policy decisions. It replaced the earlier system where the RBI governor had sole authority. The MPC has 6 members, comprising 3 from the RBI and 3 from the government. The Flexible Inflation Targeting, or FIT, framework was also adopted via the RBI Act Amendment of 2016. This framework sets a target of CPI inflation at 4% with a plus or minus 2% tolerance band. This means that the RBI aims to keep inflation between 2% and 6%. There is also a failure clause, which states that if inflation breaches this range for 3 consecutive quarters, the RBI must explain to Parliament. The government has formally retained the 4% target for the period from 1 April 2026 to 31 March 2031. It is worth noting that the repo rate is the most important policy signal, as it influences all other interest rates in the economy, including home loans, corporate borrowing, and fixed deposits. The repo rate is the rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks, and it has a ripple effect on the entire economy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The current repo rate is 5.25%, which remains unchanged as of April 2026. The MPC composition consists of 6 members, with 3 from the RBI and 3 from the government. The inflation target is 4%, with a plus or minus 2% tolerance band, under the FIT framework established in 2016. The target has been renewed for the period from 2026 to 2031. The cumulative cuts since February 2025 amount to 125 basis points. The RBI governor is Sanjay Malhotra. The MPC meets 6 times a year, which is more frequent than the legally mandated minimum of 4 times. Each meeting concludes with a 3-day deliberation, and the decision is announced on the 3rd day. India's inflation target of 4% is one of the most stringent among emerging markets, with countries like Brazil targeting 3% plus or minus 1.5%, and Russia targeting 4%. The 2016 FIT amendment to the RBI Act was a landmark institutional reform, as it introduced a formal accountability mechanism for the RBI's monetary policy decisions. Sanjay Malhotra became the RBI governor in December 2024, succeeding Shaktikanta Das, and is a 1990 batch IAS officer who previously served as revenue secretary. The rupee's value of 95 rupees per dollar is the lowest in India's history, but in real terms, the rupee has been more stable than emerging market peers like the Turkish lira or Argentine peso. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy, including monetary policy framework, inflation targeting, and central bank independence. It is essential to understand the role of the MPC, the FIT framework, and the repo rate transmission, as well as the implications of inflation targeting and central bank independence. The connection between the RBI and the government is also crucial, particularly in terms of coordinating on inflation targets. Remember this number, 4%, which is the target inflation rate. Note this carefully, the FIT framework has a plus or minus 2% tolerance band. This is a favorite prelims fact. The MPC composition consists of 6 members, with 3 from the RBI and 3 from the government. In conclusion, the RBI's decision to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25% has significant implications for India's economy, particularly in terms of inflation and growth. As we move forward, it will be essential to monitor the effects of this decision and adjust our understanding of the Indian economy accordingly. The RBI's role in maintaining economic stability and promoting growth will continue to be a critical aspect of India's development.